In our Baba class a few weeks ago, Jen Sellers was sitting on my right, and there was a young man in front of us that had been attending, and it was a new guy, and I didn't know he was a member of the Web Chapel or not, but and I didn't even know his last name, but Jan was talking to him, and she realized that he lived on one end of Satsuma Street, and the Sellers, Jan and David, lived on the other end. So that was kind of a coincidence. Mm-hmm. And then when I realized what his last name was, it dawned on me who he was, because I knew where this girl I worked with at Massey Ferguson lived on the same street. Mm-hmm. Turns out to be his mother.
Oh, okay.
And that was just a shock to me.
You worked with this man's mother?
Yes, and he came by himself to the class, to church, and I said, you know, I worked with your mother at Massey Ferguson, and you know, he was just really kind of shocked. And then he started telling me about what had happened to her. She still lives in that same house, and it has been condemned. She refuses to move out. She won't talk to anyone. She sometimes won't even talk to him when he calls. And it sounds like she's just gone.
It's creepy.
Creepy is right. And she has another son. I didn't know that she had another son. But I remember her talking about Ricky. Huh. And he was a little brat. And so I got the phone number of hers from him, and I was going to call her. But I lost it. I lost the phone number, and I was just really afraid to call her, that she wouldn't want to talk to me.
I would leave her alone.
Yeah. But anyway, I found a picture that we had made at a Christmas party that Massey Ferguson had one year. And it was four of us secretaries in there. And his mother was there, and I was there, and I can't remember the name of the other two gals, but I brought that and showed it to him. And but I thought that was kind of interesting.
Is that the picture you have in that folder in there?
Yeah.
Well, those four women?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
About that party. She stayed out a little too late. When she got home, her husband was mad at her.
Really?
Because Grandma was out partying with the secretaries.
Well, okay, Lenora, that's his mother's name.
Yeah.
I rode with her. And when we started to leave the party, her car wouldn't start.
Huh.
That is what happened. And I think one of the guys had a crush on her. And one of the guys at the office.
She wasn't married at that time?
Yeah, she was married.
Oh, and he had a crush? That's
just... Yeah, and he was married too. He was the vice president of the company. But anyway, so your dad had to come get us.
Really? Did he beat you after that?
No. No, he was understandable. We said, well, her car wouldn't start.
Good sake.
He was getting worried, though.
Yeah, he was. And it was really pretty late, anyway. And that's the end of that story.
Cell phones, I would get worried.
Yeah.
I can imagine you would